What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
How did this one compare to some of the ones you witnessed?
I mean, it was loud. I don't know that it'll be top the ones I experienced in the past, but they were pretty loud. The one thing is that's what makes this place a unique place too. I thought they were very respectful. And that's what you want, right? You could boo all you want and all that, but as long as they're not crossing the line, it was loud and yeah.
What type of focus does it take for him to experience that, even anticipating what it was going to be, and still work the type of at-bats that we saw tonight?
I mean, what makes this guy who he is just very steady. He doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He knows that this was coming. In, like I told him a couple of days, embrace it, and try to enjoy it, every second of it, and just be yourself. And that's what he did. I thought today was the same guy. I thought he handled it really well. He just... That's what makes this guy who he is. Elite, his personality is off the chart.
Andy on the right.
Carlos, having said that about him being the same guy, he did have fun with it by tipping his helmet. Seemed like maybe later in the game, I don't know if you'd call it a shuffle, but there was a little bit of movement in the box. Like, do you think that back and forth between the Yankee fans and Juan can help to get him to that place where he's really sort of feeling himself in the way that he did as a Yankee last year?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he's going to be Juan Soto, and that's the one thing, throughout all the conversations that I have with him, is just be yourself, whether you're shuffling, whether you're not, just make sure you enjoy the game, the way you do it, Pretty sure it was good for him to see a lot of the guys, some familiar faces, some interactions, some back and forth in the middle of the game. I think it's just coming down to being himself and enjoying playing the game.
And did it seem to you like, other than the Mets not winning the game, that he was having fun tonight?
Yeah, I thought he handled it really, really good. I thought that, the level of focus, it was right there. Same guy. Obviously, we didn't get the job done today. But the at-bats, the quality of the at-bats, got on base. I think he was good today.
Laura on the left.
What did you just make of Tyler McGill's outing?
Oh, yeah. He lost his strike zone. Didn't throw enough strike. And when you're doing against an offense like these guys, they're going to make you pay. That inning, I think it was four walks and two infield singles. And before you know it, we're down 4-0. But I think he's just coming down to executing, throwing strikes. I thought he kept going to that slider on that inning, and he couldn't throw it for a strike. I think it's as easy as filling the zone with quality pitches, and we didn't do that today.
Historically, he's gotten off to some pretty good starts and then kind of struggled in May and June. Do you make something of that? What do you think is the common thread there?
No, we just got to keep working with him. He'll get through it. The stuff is there as long as he continues to feel healthy and feel good. He's going to be fine, but we got to keep working with him. We got to go back and watch film and make some adjustment if we need to. But it comes down to him executing, whether it's May, whether it's June. It comes down to him executing pitches, and he will.
Ron on the right.
When Juan comes to the plate with two on in the ninth, are you thinking to yourself, this is the type of spot he thrives in?
Yeah, every time he's at the plate, I have that feeling. We all have that. We feel good. And didn't come through 3A, but that's the guy you want there in that spot. So, yeah, he'll be fine.
Manny?
Just to stick with Soto, it seemed from our perspective, from the outside, that he seemed a little looser almost before the game. Did you get that sense from him? And just what does that say about the type of player that he is?
No, I wouldn't say loser. Like I said, I thought I saw the same guy. First day of a series, he goes out there, does his defensive work, you know, having interactions, smiling. I saw the same guy today that I saw, you know, 2 days ago, or, you know, what we've been seeing here since he's been here. So,
and going back to McGill, Laura, piggyback off of Laura's question, is it a matter of just the league adjusting to him and him, McGill, not being able to adjust back? Or
no, I think it comes down to executing pitches and staying on the attack. We've seen it early on, the outings that he had some good results. He was throwing strikes. He was getting ahead. He was staying on the attack. Right now, the past couple of them, he's missing, you know, just off the zone, you know, getting behind, and then the walks, and, you know, I think we'll continue to work with them, and, you know, we'll grind through it.
Mike on the right.
Carlos, you have a roster move, or are you waiting until the morning?
We'll wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. Abby?
McGill threw 5 sliders to Judge in that at bat in the third inning. I think maybe one of them was in the zone, the rest were in the dirt. What should he have done there, and what do you want him to take from that situation?
Yeah, I think probably pitching around him a little bit there with the base open. So on that situation, I'm fine, you know, with him not giving in, especially to a hitter like that. But then the other guys, that's the one that we got to do a better job of attacking. But not so much like with the Judge, especially with the base opening one out in that situation there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.